Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Al Master Dick Bynum, and I am talking to you from the Washington metropolitan area. Again, we are the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. We welcome everyone, all of our listeners this evening. We have an open mic, so we're going to give all the listeners a chance to get come to the telephone. Therefore, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to start our open mic.
Turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I had to someone special, and it might be you. If you're deserving, able to share, we'll be together anywhere. I don't care, giving to you, girl. What you're giving to me.
Giving love the right way, giving with trust.
I don't wanna shut it out, hold it back. This feeling I'm glad I found, glad I got the love I've been dreaming, hoping, wanting to give to the right one. And perish is no robbery. I'm giving. You've given to me. Bringing this love.
Association Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. And this evening, we're going to continue to have open mics. So again, as always, network marketing and business identification is what our association is all about. We're always network marketing and trying to identify African-American businesses throughout our communities, local communities, and then throughout the United States. We are local and we have local organizations. And of course, our local organizations are turning to national organizations. So New Africa Business Associations, you'll find I am representing the Washington metropolitan area, but many areas you'll find New Africa Business Associations. So whatever area you're in, you can normally go online and find the New Africa Business Association and your location. But again, we're all about network marketing and identifying businesses so we can not only talk with each other and actually shake hands and physically meet each other by networking, but at the same time, we can see about doing business with each other, because the New Africa Business Association, our objective is to bring about financial stability to our communities. And of course, one of the examples of what our objective is, we can merely look at Black Wall Street, Greenwood, Oklahoma, that went on back in the 1921s or the 1920s. And of course, I say look at that that community as an organization, because Greenwood, later on, it was so powerful, yes, it became Black Wall Street. So the title Black Wall Street that was given to the community of Greenwood, Oklahoma, was because that particular community was a very affluent community. You had some of your millionaires and not only many millionaires. And those who wasn't millionaires was still quite wealthy, because in order to build Black Wall Street, like any other business or financial activities that you see going on every day in what we call now the New York Stock Exchange, where you have your Dow and your you have your Dow, your S&P, you have all of your exchanges negotiate businesses and shares and do investments with each other all over the world. And but Black Wall Street at that time was the Black the New York Stock Exchange. That whole idea, now I can't say it's because the origination of anything. I know the many stories about the origination of how the stock exchange started up in New York. And, of course, it had plenty to do with black folks and slaves. But I'm as far as the success, the beginning of what we know today as Wall Street, then a Black Wall Street would have been the example today to the entire world. But because of their success was the same reason for their destruction. Bigotry, racism, hate, this country, the white supremacists in this country just could not live with Black folks being not only that successful, but their lifestyles was really the model of how rich folks, if you live today, those African Americans back that started that lived in that community of Greenwood, grew into what we know a powerful Black Wall Street. It was started, their example is the example that we as African Americans, when we start talking about bringing about wealth and bringing about business activities back into our communities, then of course, I would say Black Wall Street or the community of Greenwood, Oklahoma. And by the way, that community, the reason you've never heard of it ever since the destruction of that community because of their success. And again, I repeat, the jealousies and the hates and everything else that makes up reasons why we have so much hate in this country, and I can't define what it is. But whatever makes it up, it all came down on those citizens of Greenwood, and it came down on them because they found success, and they were living very successful. And I say use the Black Wall Street as an example of when we started talking about going, just let me inform you, since I'm on the subject, New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street Association, Business Association, is planning on going back to for a commemoration next year, 2021. Plans are being organized. Planners are organizing as we speak to put that together, so in your states or wherever you might be listening, or on internet or on the telephone, wherever you might be listening, I try to stay informed, because this is going to be a national participation where we're asking especially business and entrepreneurs to come with us, and we're going to for a few days, we're going to be network marketing and identifying businesses all over this country, and of course a lot of business participation. So again, we would ask you to wherever you are in your location to stay informed, because again, the planning is to go back to do a commemoration, and this would be the 100th anniversary of that destruction. And of course, we're going back to commemorate and celebrate, and for first of all, to pray. And then, and again, let me since I say prayer, let me just get away from the subject of business just for a quick second, and say peace and blessings to all the Hajis. Today is the first day of El Hajj, the day that Almighty God says to come back and to perform all the rituals that the Hajis have to perform, and something that is going on all over the world. So again, and to remind all of those who have knowledge on God's command, on the eighth day will be the day of Mount Arafat. So again, we know on that day we all should be joining the Hajis and to fasting. We can't be at that location, but certainly by fasting, Almighty God said that there are serious blessings for all of those, even though you're not at the location. But on that particular day, it would be a wonderful day to fast. And for those who don't know, especially African Americans, please get with a Muslim brother. Most in our families now, you're going to find that in your families there are Muslims, Christians and Muslims there in just about every African American family in this country. So again, and because of slavery, we have lost so much knowledge. But brothers and sisters, there's so much knowledge now available to us. So sharing that knowledge. But again, for those who are again on the Hajis that are praying and doing all the rituals that has been commanded, we're praying for you, and we pray that Almighty God will return you, make your hearts successful, and return all of you home safely. Amen. And with that said, I'd like to get back to now the example of what I was saying about Black Wall Street. Yes, we're talking that there was a destruction of Black Wall Street. And yes, we're talking about going back, commemorating this destruction. And we're talking about by commemorating this destruction, but at the same time, we're talking about doing a reconstruction. A reconstruction, in other words, starting Black Wall Street all over again. And like I said, our open mics are, and that's why we're having these open mics, and we're going to continue to have these open mics, because a reconstruction, and we're talking about starting an organization. Let me just say this, and again, because I am learning as I go along, like most of you. Most of us do not know what happened with Black Wall Street. We've had mixed bits and pieces, but unlike the media and unlike white history, they don't tell us the truth. So again, most of us are just learning the truth. But again, when you start learning the truth about a community like Greenwood, you're talking about the most successful African Americans that we can produce as a peoples. And again, if these successful African Americans can be gunned down and destroyed in communities that is so successful, then what is the future for those of us who are trying to grow as a nation? No, brothers and sisters, yes, we have to but like I said, Black Wall Street, even though of that destruction, they will live in memory because they did what they did, and they showed the success of independence and financial stability to go along with that independence. So again, like I said, it's open mics. I've said a few comments. Now I'm going to open these mics up, and I am going to listen to whatever your comments are. Good evening, and anyone that is present and ready to make any comments, I am, like I said, we're going to now open the mics, and you can make your comments. Good evening. All right, if I don't have any participants, it's open mic. If there is someone who would like to participate in the conversation at this time, I am going to give you a chance to speak and give me your opinion. Or, again, remember, this is also business identification. So you can come on and identify your businesses this evening and let us know who you are, and hopefully we can do business with you. But again, the mics are open. Okay. Let me just ask some of my listeners out there, is Director Stone out of Texas? Are you with us this evening, Ms. Stone? Okay. Well, hopefully she will be coming on. She's one of those that are helping with putting it together. Like I said, our mission, our objective to go back to Greenwood, what is known as Black Wall Street. Yes, we're planning on returning to that area next year. Again, I think I might hear one or two comments in the back. Again, our mics are open. We welcome your comments. Good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon.
No, let me get in.
Yes, go right ahead, please. Hello, listener? Yes, callers, you're on the air.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're on the air. Caller, do you have a comment?
You're not saying?
Do you have a comment, caller? Okay, well, again, I'll go back to those of you who wish to participate. But like I was saying, Black Wall Street, a reconstruction of Black Wall Street. What does that mean and what would that entail? Brothers and sisters, I've been saying for a long time, and I'm talking about today's economy, our economy, African Americans' economy. I've been showing a picture of that almost in all of my presentations. And as you know, I am a financial planner, so I am licensed. And I make a living by giving financial advice. And as an advisor and someone who can see the value of your investments, I've always said that the African-American community is one of the best investments in this country. Why? You have a community that's spending more than $1.3 trillion, and this was just last year, and you spent this much money in consumer spending. Over $100 billion was spent just in females' hair, African Americans' females' hair. So again, anytime you have consumers, and this whole and entire communities are consuming this large amount of spending. And then you look at that same community and you see there are 98% consumers. They don't do business and trade in their own communities. They just simply go to other communities and buy, and they just live in their communities, but they don't do any commerce. And again, so I am saying if that could be reversed, If that could be reversed, the same spendings that you're going uptown, out of town, in town, or wherever you're going to spend your monies, if you had businesses right in your own communities, and how do you, and see, that's what I mean, Black Wall Street being an example. Black Wall Street, and again, I'm learning all the time, but Black Wall Street are Greenwood, Oklahoma. And the first business, they had many businesses. They tell me that they control more than almost 50 acres. I'm sorry, 50 city blocks. 50 city blocks, and they control every business in that community. And one of the businesses that I am will start off, because this is the perfect example of what I mean when I talk about communities. I become invested and invested as a community to grow. But one of the businesses that they had was an insurance company. Brothers and sisters, do you know what it takes to have your an insurance company, and what an insurance company can do as far as boosting the economics or conditions of a community? First of all, to start an insurance company, the amount of money is just to incorporate and start the company. And then all of the professionals, all those underwriters, actuaries, you name them, all the professionals it takes to put together the underwriting of insurance plans. But to get away from the complications, just that insurance company, period. If you are an insurance company, my thing is, how did all of these businesses, but like I said, I'm just taking this one business, how did such a large business get started? I can easily tell you how it got started. It got started the same way I just made my introduction. If you look at a community that is consuming $1.3 trillion and they are 98% consumers, the way and the reason we're 98% consumers and don't have businesses in our community is because we're not a vested community. What does that mean? We're not financially vested together. You will invest into the stock market. You will invest into your 401ks. You will invest in all kinds of volatile accounts. And most of the time lose money. But you will not invest into your own community. You will not become financially vested into your own community. And I am saying this is not something that, this is not charity that we're talking about. The question is it worth it to become invested in your own communities? Well, then look at the $1.3 trillion that you're spending going to somebody else because you don't have the businesses in it. Yes, it's worth it. There is your example, just like Black Wall Street is your example. To start those insurance, just like I said, that insurance company, do you know how many thousands of investors out of a Greenwood, that community, how they all bought stock, shares? So not only did the owners of the insurance companies all are doing, but all those share owners. That's the type of wealth, that entire community. I don't know how large it was, but everybody in that community, because they was all vested together, and that's how they were able to build 50 blocks of business. One person didn't do it. Oh, yeah, some of them had oil wells and what have you in the back of their yards, many of things, but I'm saying it was a vested community. If we become vested, financially vested, brothers and sisters, and can take that $1.3 trillion, not only can we have control of 50 blocks of businesses and reconstruct a Greenwood, but we could do this all over the country. The only thing we need to do is stop saying I, because I cannot stimulate the power of the African-American community. It is too big, and that's why you see the folks that are taking your monies, big companies like Walmart, I mean, you name them. You're the one who shop at them. Create these companies yourself. And you can easily do it. I'm sorry, that word easily, take a word. But again, the example of it all being done. That's what I said, Wall Street and that community of Greenwood is the example. It has been done. So again, it shows what happens when a community becomes financially vested in each other. Again, I am going to open these mics back up and see if we have anybody who would like to share it, because like I said, this evening is an evening. Now, I do hear static on 3326015. That's Miss Baker. Miss Baker, I think that's you. So please put your mic, look, go back to mute. I'm going to have to put you on mute. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to put you on mute. I'll put you on mute, and then we'll go to the next one. Okay. I don't think we will. Okay, anyway, the mics are open. What do you got for Tommy? Okay, we'll take care of that. I think we took care of it. Okay, I think we took care of it. The mics is open. Everybody else, I think we can hear each other now. The mics are open. Any comments that you might have, welcome to the show.
Okay.
Again, any comments? The mics. The show. The mics open. Any comments that you'd like to make?
Of the online learning content available in
Okay. Then in that case, I am going to go to one commercial break and go to one of our sponsors. And I'll be right back. And again, our mics are open on the subject of network marketing, our return to Black Wall Street commemoration 2021. So give us just a moment to go to a couple of our sponsors, and we will be more than happy. We'll be right back.
Hi everyone, my name is Shy and I am the host of Shiloh Radio on Motivational Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on GospelRadioNation.com, where we play all gospel all day, every day. I would like to invite you to tune in. Also, Motivational Thursdays on the legendary KYOK 1140 AM and all new 92.3 FM, where we broadcast live from Houston, Texas. Please tune in to KYOKradio.org anywhere you're listening around the world. That's Shiloh Radio Motivational Thursdays and Shiloh Radio Motivational Mondays. I'd love to have you join in the conversation. Be encouraged, inspired, and ignited by the Word of God.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, and welcome back to the show again. I'm opening mics up to all of our listeners. Any comments on tonight's show? The mics are open.
Trina, are you talking to me? I said, what about you, Virginia? I heard that was
Virginia.
Okay.
Okay, the mics are open. And any comments? Let me ask Director Stone out of Director Stone, are you with us out of Texas? Okay, all right. Anyone with Black Wall Street, any Black Wall Street directors?
Like Monica, like Monica. Tell me whatever
your okay, well, all right, I think we got all kinds of conversations, but let me see. I do have one person. I have one of our, Miss Baker.
Hello?
Yes, are you with us?
I can hardly hear you. Keep chopping up.
Okay, let me
see. It's choppy. I can't hardly hear it.
Can you hear me now?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
You can't hear me any better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay, how are you this evening? Any comments? We're trying to organize. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, as you know, we're trying to organize this reconstruction next year. And I know that I'm looking forward to you being a large participant on that. Any comments you'd like to make on that as far as the organization? Or just stuff you'd like to talk about your business or someone else's business, which is open mic. Any business person this evening up and just discuss their own business so they can talk about what they know about Black Wall Street.
No, well, I'm just saying, basically, I've been listening in the last couple sessions and, you know, just trying to see how everything is going to be pulled together. It looks like it's going to be a big operation to organize and be a part of.
It is. It's definitely going to be a huge operation because you talk about national participation. And that's why we come on every week to bring on national participation through our networking. And from that networking, on businesses not only can benefit by identifying their businesses, but they can also benefit by participating. And what we're trying to do now as communities and as a nation. So yes, it's a huge step. But Ms. Baker, while we're on that subject, let me just remind our listeners that at 8:00 we will be switching over to Black Wall Street, and that will be the Black Wall Street Northeast Conference communication line. And so they will be, you'll be talking to directors of the Black Wall Street and those that are participating. Those who would wish to participate in and see what's going on as far as Black Wall Street and what they're doing all over the country, the conference number is, the call-in number is 712-451-0683. Again, this is a conference number that will start at 8:00, immediately following our blog radio. And this is the Northeast, this is Black Wall Street Northeast region. That call-in number is 712-451-0683, and the code is 614-060, and you hit pound. So again, anybody need me to repeat that? The mics, I got the mics. That's why you're hearing all this talking in the background. I open the mics up to everyone. So everyone who can hear me, we can certainly hear you. So any comments? The mics are open.
Can you repeat the code?
Yes, the code is 614-060-POUND. Let me repeat the number, 712-451-0683, code number 614-060-POUND. So you can join Wall Street and those who that are in the Northeast region. That Northeast region runs all the way from North Carolina up to all the way up to Maine. So all of the participants of Black Wall Street, that region, you're talking about Virginia, you're talking about D.C., Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, all the way up to Maine is the northeast region of Black Wall Street, USA. And again, at 8 o'clock, you will have their conference. And you, I've given you the conference number to call in and the code number where you can participate. So again, New Africa Business Association, we merged with Black Wall Street back in January of this year. And the reasons for that merge, because, again, if we're talking about bringing up stability, a financial stability to our communities, then you're going to need our entire communities. And, of course, the New Africa Business Association, we're African-American Muslims. We was incorporated by our late leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, in 2005. And again, the New Africa Business Associations, LLCs, are located all over this country. And now we merge with the Black Wall Street in January, and Black Wall Street Business Association and New Africa Business Association. That's the working relationship that is currently going on. So again, having those two communities coming together for economical development, it makes a good economical sense, because we're talking about pooling and investing our monies as communities and even as nations to turn around a large spending of $1.3 trillion and turn those monies back into businesses right here in our own communities. So again, network marketing and business identification, that's what we've been doing it now for 3 years, and we don't see any need to focus on anything else other than network marketing and identifying businesses in our community. And we have websites that you can go to and you can see these businesses. If you go to the New Africa Business, if you go to the New Africa Business Association.com, you can go to our website, and now you can go to our shopping centers. You can see businesses that are ready to do business with you online. And you can put your business on these websites and have doing businesses right from your own location. But again, wherever the New Africa Businesses Association's participations are, you go with us. Wherever we go, you can go. And again, we have the so again, visit the website. There are many different and most of all, go to our memberships, because New Africa Business Association, we do ask for we do need your memberships. Not only ask for it, but we need your memberships. But again, at 8 o'clock this evening, we will be switching over to the North Black Wall Street Northeast conference. But we have 15 more minutes right here on the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. Anybody who wish to participate or have something to that they would like to, even if you would like to, you got a program that you would like to present, we ask that you send your information to the New Africa Business Association's email, and that email would be NABASSC@gmail.com. NABASSC@gmail.com. And again, our website is the New Africa Business Association.com. You can reach us at 301-234-9090 or 202 202-903-7278. Also, 561-847-2334. Any of those numbers can put in touch with the New African Business Association or Black Wall Street if you have any information. So, again, at 8 o'clock, we will be switching over to them. But in the meantime, we have about 12 more minutes. So go back to the open mics. Any comments that anybody would like to make about their business or any comments you'd like to make about those comments, but I don't think about the business. But anyway, you hear all that static in the back. I got all the mics open. Hope you would like to make comments. The mics are open.
That's why we're having a conversation so we can understand what it is to change, because this is for the average HWS, you know, active in the workforce.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not active in the workforce. This is what
the
I'm
mics are open. The mics are open.
You have a business or women's organization. So if that's not your category, then it wouldn't apply.
Okay, I think I just found out who, let me see if you can hear me now. Okay, I'm opening the mics up. I think the person that was doing their own lecturing on the show, we have them on mute now, I think. So, yes, we should be able to hear each other. The mics are open. We have about 10 more minutes. Any comments you'd like to make, I think we can do it now where we what won't be interfered with. So your mics are open. Any comments? We got about 10 more minutes. All right. In that case, I am going to go back to those who sponsored us. And let me say something about sponsoring. The same way you're hearing these commercials, you yourself can put your own commercial in. Again, send me 25 words. No, I'm sorry. Send me 50 words or less and send that information to the NABASSC at gmail.com. And we will put the put your comments, or we'll put your ad together in a professional setting. And after we put it together in a professional setting, of course, it will be sent back to you for your listing review. For your listening, and if you're satisfied with what you hear, then you okay it, and then it goes on the air. So again, we will welcome any ads that you would like to put on the air, and we'll be more than happy to put your ads on the air too. And again, the mics are still open. Anybody who like to make a comment?
Hi, everyone. My name is Shy, and I am the host of Shiloh Radio. On Motivational Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on GospelRadioNation.com, where we play all gospel all day, every day. I would like to invite you to tune in. Also, Motivational Thursdays on the legendary KYOK 1140 AM and all new 92.3 FM, where we broadcast live from Houston, Texas. Please tune in to KYOKRadio.org anywhere you're listening around the world. That's Shiloh Radio Motivational Thursdays and Shiloh Radio Motivational Mondays. I'd love to have you join in the conversation. Be encouraged, inspired, and ignited by the Word of God.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Again, welcome back to the show. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and you are listening to the New Africa Business Association of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Again, our talk this evening is open. We're on an open mic, and the open mic is identifying businesses. You can identify your business, talk about your business, and hopefully we will be able to do business with you. That's the purpose of our network marketing and trying to identify who you are, because we're trying to bring back, we're trying to identify African-American businesses so we can do businesses with you and be able to advertise your businesses in the and all the African-American communities. So hopefully this is a way of doing it. So again, our mics are open. If you like to participate into tonight's show, our mics are open at this time. We got about five more minutes. All right, look like I'm the only one who's really wanting to say very much this evening. So I will go ahead and take a small break, and we will we'll be back in just a few moments after this small break. Show. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. We will conclude this evening's broadcast. We thank everybody for their participation. Again, at 8 o'clock, we will be going to Black Wall Street Northeast Regional Conference. And at 8 o'clock, we'll be switching over to that conference, so you all are welcome to join and participate in their conference. Until then, until next week, and of course, like I've said, if you have something that you like to contribute, a message that you like our community to know something about, send us your information at the New Africa Business Association, and our email is nabassc@gmail.com. Again, nabassc@gmail.com. Send us your information. And also, those of you who may not be on our mail out list, I would ask you to send your email to us, and we will now put you on our our list, so you will be informed on all of our activities, and then and you will be informed of our upcoming programs every week. So until then, this is Bilal Bynum, and I am going to say good night. And again, I want to send a very special prayer and very special blessings to our Hajis, those who are on a Hajj, a blessed Hajj to you all. And I pray that you return very safe from your pyramid. And with that said, good night. Thank you.